Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Hey of Masechtas Baba Kama, and on Amud Beis will begin the sixth Perek HaKohenis. Some of the topics we're learning about include the reason for Bedibris or Rishonis Leinema Behem Toiv, or Bedibris Achreinis Nem Behem Toiv. The word Toiv is mentioned only in the Dibris Achreinis, but not in the Dibris Rishonis. Hamar Bia Shnei Minim Shebeyam Loike. The Isra Klaim of breeding or working two species together applies even to creatures of the ocean. The question of Hamanik Be'iza V'Shibuta Mahu. If a person hitched a goat and a fish to a wagon, and they pulled the wagon together, is he liable for Kalayim the Harisha or not? However, there is no question regarding Chibar Chita B'Sa'ir B'Yadai, B'Zara Chita B'Aretz, B'Sa'ir B'Chutz La'Aretz. If a person sowed a kernel, wheat, and a kernel of barley together on the border of Eretz Yisrael, and the Chita was in Eretz Yisrael, while the Sa'ir was in Chutz La'Aretz, he's certainly not liable for Kalayim Zerayim. The first mission of the sixth parak. If a person brought his sheep into a pen and secured it with a proper fence, but the sheep managed to escape and cause damage, he's not liable to pay because it was ba'inus. If he secured it with a weak fence and the sheep escaped and caused damage, he's liable to pay because he was pesheya. The Bryce's distinction of delis sheichoy lamed baruch mitzuya zehu karo. Even if the fence was able to withstand only an average wind, but not ruach she'ena mitzuya, a strong wind, it is still a proper protection and he's pater. However, she'ena yechei lamed beruach mitzuya, zehu shalai karo. If the fence was not able to withstand even an average wind, it's not a proper protection and he's chayef. And as the Gemara explains, either the Braisa concurs only with Rabbi Huda who holds mu'ud disagile b'shmir p'chusa, for a mu'ud only a minimal protection is required, or the Braisa concurs even with Rebbe Meir and regarding Shem V'Regel, Hatar Miata Bishmirasan, the Pasig downgraded their requirement for Shmirah.